For a period of 3 weeks, truckers from across Canada were raising cane over a small percentage of drivers that had issues with crossing the border into the U.S. When they didn't get the sympathy they hoped for, they claimed to be fighting for freedom. Whose freedom they were fighting for will be debated for years to come. Fast forward to today and we see the exorbitant cost of fuel continue to skyrocket toward the $2 per liter mark. Where are all these truckers that should be more concerned with the cost of fuel and their bottom line? Was the mask issue so important that they were willing to have their trucks impounded or repossessed? Are they content paying the price of fuel at the pumps? What happened to the old calculations that used to tag the price of a liter of gas to the cost of a barrel of crude? At one time, crude selling at $75 per barrel translated to 0.75 cents per liter at the pumps. Where is the Doug Ford government that claimed that they would reel in the petroleum producers and level the price of gas and fuel across the province? Why do some areas of the province enjoy gas being 20 cents per liter cheaper than here? Since we no longer have to pay for plates on our vehicles, are we considered equal to our southern population? Should we not be paying the same for gas as our southern friends? How will Doug Ford make up for the higher cost of petroleum to Northern Ontario residents now? Will we see an increase to the Northern Ontario travel grant for people having to travel for medical reasons? We now have the NDP under Horwath playing our savior in the fight to reduce the cost of gas and fuel. The same Horwath party that propped up the Wynne government and allowed the gas to run freely at the pumps regardless of the cost. Is there a plot that is pushing electric vehicles over fuel-burning vehicles? Are they trying to drive the price of gas and fuel so high that people will have no choice but to buy electric cars and trucks? Will people be stuck facing the electricity monopolies and unforgiving costs of electricity when the time comes? How will the province make up for the demand for electricity? With the big automakers being mandated to convert to all electric vehicles by 2035, are they on the high cost of fuel bandwagon as well since they have a vested interest in it now? The cost of fuel has been on the rise, unchecked, since the start of COVID. With everyone concerned over the pandemic, the petroleum producers have kept a low profile and have been turning the screws on our wallets. If there was ever a true time for revolt, it would be now, against the petroleum companies. If we all collectively boycotted one brand of gas, whether it be Shell, Esso, Petro-Can, or the many others, they will start dropping the cost of gas down to a more reasonable level instead of sticking it to us, just because they can. Just my 2 cents, 4 corrected for inflation at the pumps. Murray Cooper, North Bay.